This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, November 25th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, it's been a bunch of weeks in a row we've been able to start this Monday daily Go Birds on a high note, on a celebratory note. And for a lot of reasons, there's still a lot to celebrate today if you're an Eagles fan. The Eagles go out to Los Angeles. They beat a desperate Rams team that really needed the win, a Rams team that had all their players, Puka, Cooper Kupp, Stafford, all their linemen, they were all there. The Rams needed that win, and the Eagles went into that stadium and they dominated the Rams. And really what overall was just a professional, thorough, dominating performance by the Eagles. And there's a lot of positive on that. They're 9-2 now. They're in complete control of the division, and they are right on the tails of the Detroit Lions for that number one seed. And we're definitely going to talk about some of the positives. But I think we also have to start the pod, this daily pod, where we ended the post-game pod. So the post-game pod, me and James were doing it. What a win. Saquon's great. The defense was awesome. This team's different. And everything is true. At the end of the pod, we get the news that you all got last night and that everyone's going to have to deal with today, that Brandon Graham is, according to him, out for the year with a torn tricep. So get down to the locker room after the daily pod, or after recording the post-game pod with James. You see Brandon, and the first thing you see, he's smiling. He's saying, you know, it's going to be okay. He's talking to someone on his phone about how he's going to attack his rehab. So we're going to get into the Brandon Graham of it today, because it really didn't hit until the end of the post-game pod. So we're going to start this pod talking about Brandon Graham. But as we always do, let's start the pod to kick this thing off with what to expect today, what to keep an eye out for. Nick Sirianni going to speak to the media at some point today. I'd imagine with them getting in very late, or I guess I would say early this morning from that red-eye flight. I would guess Nick around 3:15, so that'll likely be carried on WIP. And make sure that you tune in for that. And also check out all social medias, you know, my Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads, it's just all there now. It's on all the apps, all the interesting stuff that Nick has to say. So that'll be at 3:15. Outside of that, nothing else really today. I would imagine there'll be another update on Brandon Graham. And that gets us into the injury report of this. Obviously, the Eagles suffering a few injuries in this game. Brandon Graham, according to him, out for the year with a torn tricep. You know, almost the worst news you could have got for that. Darius Slay left with a concussion. I would think at this point it's unlikely he plays against Baltimore, considering that, you know, a lot of players, when you suffer a concussion, especially with this one being on Sunday night, unlikely to play in that game. Josh Sweat, didn't see him in the locker room after. My guess is he does play against Baltimore, but just something to keep an eye out for there. So Eagles obviously suffer a few injuries in this game. Saquon leaves the game at one point, comes back in. I even noticed Jalen getting stretched out on the sideline more than he normally does. So I do think the wear and tear of the season is starting to get to this team. But let's talk about Brandon Graham, because Brandon Graham, you know, obviously I'm doing the post-game pod, but while that is happening, reporters walk into the locker room and there's Brandon Graham standing at his locker, ready to talk about it. And I will play the audio from his from what he said. This video is via Tim McManus, the great Tim McManus of ESPN, just one of the best beat writers there is. Here's Brandon Graham talking about his injury.
Then tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow, tore my tricep. But man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the mission. The mission still the mission. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading this team, you know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, yeah, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
I'm sorry to hear that, BG.
Have you thought about next year yet, whether you'll come back and play?
Man, just trying to process everything right now. I ain't got that far.
So, obviously, a lot in there. One, the fact that he's just standing there ready to say it. You know, we said this on the end of the postgame pod, but it was pretty clear on the sideline that Brandon knew something was wrong when he went off the field. He walked to the sideline quickly. He was holding his arm. He gets to the sideline, sits on a bench. The trainers are talking to him. He's clearly in a lot of pain. They take his helmet off. You can tell that he's likely not going back into the game. At that point, Jalen Hurts comes over and talks to Brandon about, you know, I'll play for you in a second what he had to say, but basically hugs Brandon for, no lie, like maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes straight, like a pretty long time to be talking to somebody on the sideline. I think if the defense didn't get off the field and the offense wasn't going back on, he might have talked to Brandon longer. But I thought it was an awesome like friendship move by Jalen, but also a leadership move. So I asked Jalen after the game what he said to Brandon Graham in that moment, and here's what he had to say.
What was your message to him?
That I was there for him, you know. Some unfortunate. Very unfortunate for the man first, and then the teammate second. You know, a guy that has endeared himself to this franchise, has always tried to uplift those and really just teach the younger guys that are coming in. You know, you got to think with a guy as deep as he is in his tenure, it's bigger than the game and why he's still playing. And his pursuit has been to be his best self, but really be his best, the best teammate he can be, and serve everyone he can. And so I know the man, the conversations that we've been afforded to have, and it's unfortunate, you know, but it was just a moment, knowing that God has his hands on him. And he's battle tested. You know, he's experienced some of these things once before, and God has saw it through for him, you know. And I think it's just another pit stop for him where I know he's going to come back stronger from it. A better man, better player, whatever he chooses to do and be, I know he'll be better from it, you know. And I know his energy and enthusiasm will rain on as we continue to play the course of the season.
So obviously I think, you know, what he's saying is true, right? Like this is a rehab that Brandon's going to have to attack. This is, you know, something that I think from just being around Brandon, really, I mean, my entire career, I started covering the team in, you know, around 2011, 2012, Brandon drafted 2010. You know, for a lot of Eagles fans, like they've only ever known Brandon Graham on the Eagles. It's been that long. So, you know, all throughout the time of Brandon's time on the Eagles, I think we've all seen him attack a lot of rehabs, right? Torres, Achilles, comes back, has a 10.5 sack season. This year, isn't expected to play a large role, has an outstanding role, and really had an outstanding game on Sunday night against the Rams. Had a huge sack, had a big stop on a running play, like was a great game for Brandon. I think he actually moved into top three all-time sacks for the franchise. So happy he was able to get that accomplished in that game. So, but I think a reality of what we're facing and what makes this tough is this could have been Brandon's last game with the team. So let's talk about the team first, and then we'll get into the large Brandon Graham aspect of it. Because I think it's actually a credit to Brandon to talk about how much this impacts the team. Remember, when this season started, it was, you know, maybe Brandon's not going to play a ton. Maybe he'll be a healthy scratch some weeks. Like, he's just here to be a leader. He was not expected to play a large role on the team, but he did through his play. He's been outstanding this season. He's been arguably their best edge rusher. Josh Sweat's been really good, but Brandon's been both a great pass rusher and great against the run. And that was on full display tonight as well. So Brandon has played great. He's worked hard. He's carved out a role for himself on this team. And there's just no getting around it. Like, the loss of Brandon is a really big loss for this team. And it comes right after they placed Bryce Huff on IR. So now, in the past, you know, 3 days or whatever, the Eagles are going to go from their top four edge rushers to having the two edge rushers. Now it's Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, and then Jalix Hunt. And I mean, that's kind of it. Like, I don't know who else they're going to go to. And that's, you know, I'd imagine they're going to bring somebody in and maybe put someone on the practice squad, see who they can bring up. But they have, I would, you know, off the top of my head, like, probably the worst set of edge rushers with Bryce Huff and Brandon Graham out, that to be clear. Probably the worst set of edge rushers among any contending team. So a pass rush that was already a question mark, a pass rush that already, you know, I think we all would sit and go, will they be able to get to Jared Goff when they play Detroit in the championship game? Will they get to Jordan Love if they play the Packers prior to that game? If they play the Niners in the wild card round, can they get to Brock Purdy? Like, that's been the big question. And I don't think any of us felt awesome in saying yes to that. Like, the pass rush has been better, and the pass rush has been improving as the weeks have gone on. But the pass rush has not been anything where you can sit there and go, yeah, I feel great about it. And now they're without even more of their players. Now no Bryce Huff for at least 4 weeks or 3 weeks now that he's missed one game. And then Brandon Graham, according to Brandon Graham, out for the year. I will say, quick side note, like, after the game, Nick Sirianni didn't really want to talk about it, and I thought that was a little weird of him. This is a very Nick Sirianni moment. Like, it's a very, you know, speak about what he means to the team, how much Brandon means, how they'll overcome it. It just has, like, a great Nick answer written all over it. I don't want to, like, set false expectations, but if I want to just put my tinfoil hat on for a second, and maybe everyone wants to have a little bit of belief. You know, it's a little weird Brandon announced he was out right away. Like, maybe Nick wants to see the scanning or the imaging. I don't know. So Nick will talk later today, as I said, and we'll see if Nick says more then. But just a little interesting, Nick had nothing to say about it. But regardless, it's a big loss for the team. Brandon was great against the run. He was great setting the edge. He was great getting in the backfield, making plays. And he was really good getting after the quarterback. So with Brandon gone, they are going to have to, I mean, I don't know, like, sign a free agent. Like, there's going to have to be something that's going to be done, whether that's maybe putting Jalen Carter out there at edge more, putting more Ojomo, Milton Williams in there in pass rushing situations more, going with a four-man line of Josh Sweat, Moro Ojomo, Milton Williams, and maybe Jalen Carter on the edge with Brandon Graham gone is a potential thing they could work on. Obviously, you still have Nolan Smith, who's played at a pretty decent level this season, so he'll be out there. But, man, just in terms of a defense that's playing awesome, that is really clicking. I mean, Brandon was a big emotional part of that locker room. Like, he definitely checked the box of being the emotional leader they thought he would be this season. So it's a big loss for the team, and it's one we'll talk about throughout the week with James. It's one that we're going to see how they address. I'm sure Vic will talk about it on Tuesday, but a big, big loss for the team. Now, on a macro scale, man, it's sad for Brandon too. So I'm in the locker room afterwards, you know, got a chance to talk to Brandon. And like I said, this is someone my entire career I've covered. And, you know, we all know he's not going to play football, and we all know that he has rehab ahead of him. And, like, your heart breaks for him for this happening. But, you know, like, he's struggling to put his shirt on. Like, a teammate has to help him put his shirt on. And you just think about the rehab he has ahead of him. And this team has a chance to be so special. Like, they already are special. There's a decent chance this team might win the NFC Championship game in Brandon Graham's hometown of Detroit. Like, it sucks for him that he's not going to be able to be out there. He could have gone out on the field in the Super Bowl. In theory, like, that's a realistic possibility for this team. He could have ended his career with a Super Bowl victory. I mean, what? Like, I think Brent Celek's the only Eagles legend that got to accomplish that. Like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all the other ones came back that year. So, man, just from his, like, you know, and he didn't want to address whether he's going to play or not. If there's a silver lining in this, is that it's not a lower body injury. Coming back from a torn ACL or an Achilles, or like, that would have been really, really hard. I'm not saying the tricep rehab will be easy, but at least, you know, he'll be able to continue to do cardio, stay in shape. Like, an upper body injury is just easier to recover from, I believe, at least for an older player. So there is that. And he was playing at outstanding level, and I think that he could come back in awesome shape next year and still really play. And maybe he will say, you know, I don't want to go out like this. I think the sense I got is that Brandon, you know, and it's easy to do it in the locker room, like, seemed at peace with the idea that maybe if this is it, this is how it ends, like, he gave it his all. But man, like, he deserves better than that, you know. And look, he'll still get a Super Bowl ring, obviously, if they win it and all those things, but he deserved to be out in the field for it. He did. Like, Brandon deserved to be out there. And maybe it's just the optimistic part of me, you know, late night here in LA, but maybe we'll be out there. Who knows? You know, like, maybe we get news on Monday that they looked at the imaging and it's not as bad as they thought. And maybe if they make to the Super Bowl, he'll have a chance to be out there. And let me tell you, I don't care about roster construction. I don't care about any of that stuff. If Brandon is physically able to put a uniform on and be out there and be 50% of what he was this season, you give him that uniform, you put him out there, you get that emotional boost for the team. So, I mean, that's really where they're at with the Brandon Graham thing. Like, in a micro sense, it really hurts the team. In a macro sense, man, your heart just breaks for the guy, because, you know, we've talked about Brandon a ton on this pod. Like, times we've thought he was not going to be with the teams, times we thought he was going to retire after he won the Super Bowl. James has talked about how much Brandon means to him and how Brandon, you know, 5-6 years ago would pop into the producer studio and talk to James, be like, hey, how you doing, and all that. So, like, we all know Brandon's a special guy in Philly sports, and it was really touching, I guess, to see, like, everybody on Twitter talk about how much Brandon means and all that. And I'm sure as you listen to this, like, you think about your favorite Brandon Graham moment. And obviously, he's still going to be around the team and everything, but this could have been the last time we ever see Brandon Graham suit up for the Eagles. And that's really sad if that's the case, just because he has been an outstanding player for the team this season and overall. But there's still more season to be played. Brandon will be around, and who knows? Who knows where this season will go? So, but I felt like it was only appropriate to start the daily pod with that, because at the end of the post-game pods, when we found out, and I think James said it best, like, win it for BG. That's the rallying cry now. I mean, there's the, you know, the image of Lane Johnson carrying Jason Peters' jersey as he runs out for the Super Bowl in 2017. Like, that's what this can be for this team. Brandon can be that player for the team that they rally around. Not they need any more rallying cries, because obviously Sunday night showed how special they are, but man, this could really be a rallying cry for the team. So, we will obviously talk about Brandon Graham much more throughout the week, but wanted to start the pod with that. On the other side, after word from our sponsors, we're going to talk about the exciting part of the game, and that, of course, is how unbelievable Saquon Barkley was. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers. Okay, so I will say it was a somber mood in the Eagles locker room because of Brandon Graham, but once everybody cleared out, everyone's kind of, you know, on their way to the plane, or at least on the bus to go to the plane, Saquon Barkley talked to the media, and the media scrum around him was massive. There were Rams reporters, national reporters, Eagles reporters, obviously. And the reason for that is what Saquon did was absolutely unbelievable. 302 yards of total offense, two touchdown runs of, I think, what, 60, 70 yards plus. You know, a big catch of, I think he had 40, almost 50 yards receiving. You know, just an absolutely outstanding performance from Saquon Barkley. And, you know, the teammates that were able to talk about it, and that I talked to at least, were just floored by it. Mekhi Becton said he's never seen a player like Saquon Barkley. He's never seen a player have the type of game like the game Saquon Barkley had. And of course, Nick and Jalen asked about it a bunch of times, and as they do, had a lot of really good things to say about it. So here's what Nick had to say about Saquon Barkley's performance.
Coach, Saquon, man, went crazy tonight. Just, what did you guys see coming in to know that you would be able to attack this Rams run defense?
Good. That's a really good defensive line and a good defense. I got a lot of respect for Chris Shula. Had the opportunity to interview him for a job a couple years ago. Got so much and worked with him, so a ton of respect for that. And I've worked with Greg Williams, great coach before, Giff Smith, all those guys. So I know they got good players and they got good, really good coaches. You know, Saquon's a special player. Offensive line played special against a very good, that's a good defensive line. It's a very good defensive line. And we came into this game knowing that we had our hands full with them. So hats off to our players. And that's a good scheme. I think Chris did a good job of mixing things up, making it hard for us to know what's to get a beat on things. And we were able to hit a couple home runs. Saquon has that ability to hit home runs. And so sometimes that's how it goes. You get some short gains, boom, home run. And Saquon's that type of player. And our offense line did a good job doing the.
Yeah, I think Nick puts it best when he says, you know, he does it all. He simply does it all. And I don't know how many more like adjectives I can come up with to explain how good Saquon Barkley is at football. It is something where you just watch and you know, right? Like you just look at this guy and he can simply do it all at his size. You see it in every game he plays. He's able to get through small holes that traditionally like small running backs get through. He's able to run through tackles that traditionally like big running backs can get through. He has breakaway speed that you see from small running backs. He has stamina where throughout the game, he's still going as strong as he was at the beginning of the game. He is truly the best weapon in the NFL. I mean, if you could think about like the other great receivers and the other great players, like they got to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. They got to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. They just hand it to Saquon. And when you combine Saquon with this offensive line, I think Saquon Barkley running the ball is the hardest thing to stop in the NFL. And that was on full display Sunday night. The Rams defensive line is good. Like Nick says it in that answer. That's a good defensive line. And Saquon put up 255 plus yards on him. That's insane. Like, you don't really see those type of performances from any player, but especially, you know, in that type of spot, in that type of game, to do that in prime time. And I think it's officially where he enters the MVP discussion, like, without question. In my opinion, if you are an MVP voter and you aren't putting Saquon Barkley near the top of your ballot, and we'll get into the nitty-gritties probably this week of who deserves it, who doesn't, but I mean, I think Saquon jumped into the top four tonight, if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked the Bet Parks app. So he's going to be part of the conversation. He is, you know, on pace to break the single season rushing record. Obviously, he has one more game, but it is what it is. Like he's on pace to break it by almost 200 yards. And what's awesome about, I think it's 100 yards, but what's awesome about it is, if you think just like the record, is they could have to play every game this year because the Lions don't seem to be going anywhere, and that number one seed is up for grabs. I thought, as he normally does, Jalen Hurts just comes away with a line that really just explains what this Eagles offense is. So here's what Jalen had to say when talking about Saquon.
Jalen, describe what you saw from 26 today and what your O-line did to open up holes like the size of, I mean, clouds were...
Yeah, he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a player, and I said that. You know, I said that after the Jacksonville game, and how blessed he is to do some of the things he's capable of. And you accompany that, you know, when you accompany an issue with other issues, you become a problem, you know. And then I think we've got a lot of talent on our team, but I think we're a force when we're all together. And that's I think that's evident out there when we can find our rhythm and how we play and feed off of one another. And he set the tone for us, especially at the end. I think even these last few weeks, we've had some of those games where they kind of played out different as the course of the game. But you think about these four-minute situations where or maybe mismanaged a four-minute situation where he's truly making things easier for us when it comes to how we handle four-minute situations because of his capabilities, even with a loaded box, being able to hit a home run. So it's a big-time play from him.
Yeah, I know sometimes when Jalen's not playing well, the kind of, you know, the little catchphrases and stuff at the podium don't always go over well. But the expression, like, when you add an issue to other issues, you got a problem. I mean, it's pretty good. And it's true. When you add Saquon to A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Devontae when he's out there, Jalen Hurts, it's a problem. It's a major problem for other teams around the league and for every defense they go up against. I mean, they put up 37 points tonight or whatever it ended up being. And they weren't even like that good. Like they were special, and Saquon was awesome. But like Jalen missed what could have been a touchdown. He missed another throw that I thought could have been a touchdown. Like they put up 37 pretty casually. It was not like it was a historic game from Saquon. But it wasn't like Jalen was throwing the ball around the field, and you know they scored on their first five possessions. That's how they got to 37. I mean, there's more meat on the bone for this Eagles offense. So. You know, when you watch Saquon, you listen to the way players talk, you look at how well they're playing, how they're just decimating teams. I mean, they've won seven in a row, and like five of those games haven't even really been that competitive, right? Like they've won these games pretty handily where everyone's able to sit there in the fourth quarter and just enjoy it. So you add a player like Saquon to this team. I remember being at the WIP studios when they signed him. It was me, Ike, and I believe Jack Fritz. And just they do it, and the first thing you think is, wow, it's a lot of money for a running back. But then you sit and you go, money aside, they just added this unbelievable player to all these weapons, and it's completely come to fruition. Like, completely come to fruition that Howie's decision to sign Saquon for the money he did was absolutely worth it. So just a special night from Saquon. It really makes you think about what could be and about what we could all be about to go on, the journey we're about to go on. Like, daily pods in the playoffs, daily pods leading up to that Detroit game. I mean, guys, we could be spending a week in New Orleans together because of how good Saquon Barkley has been. So obviously very sad news about Brandon Graham, but a lot to be excited about and a lot to believe in if you are an Eagles fan. So thank you guys so much for listening. I do want to give a special shout out to my guy Dom, and not Big Dom. This Dom is quite littler than Big Dom, but got a chance to meet a Go Birds listener, Dom, probably the youngest Go Birds listener I've ever met. But he was in LA repping the Eagles, had the Eagles chain on, the Brian Dawkins jersey, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it was what it was, but man, it was awesome to meet him. I appreciate everybody I got a chance to meet out here this week in LA. Obviously, traveling for the games is work, but you guys make it fun when I get a chance to go out, hang out with all the Go Birds, real ones. Got a chance to meet so many of you guys on the Fans of Philly trip. And crazy, next week, Baltimore, the official Go Birds trip. We're going to get James out of bed and into Baltimore. Think about that. James is going to be so tired at the end of the trip, but man, it's going to be a lot of fun. So first, we'll have a lot of fun this week. Plenty to get into with everything going on. But as we always say to end the pod, he's Elliot, I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.